guys have had running the ball through these first three games?
It's just something that we talk about as an offensive line doing well, being a good run team. That's something that falls on the offensive line. It's just something that we've continued to talk about.
And how's your guys' dominance in the run game helped the offense all around, helped you guys throw the ball as well?
I just think it takes a little bit of pressure off of Jake. You know, he's starting his first couple games, and I think he's done a great job. And that's something else we've talked about as well, just establishing a good run game, allowing Jake to get started.
What's the chemistry like along the offensive line? You guys feel real comfortable at this stage?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we all hang out. We all know what we're all about and stuff like that. So just continuing to get to play together is going to help increase our chemistry.
How has the growth been for the two guards? You went through that last year, you know, getting thrown in there. Jordan is still relatively new. Connor had what, whole three starts last year.
Yeah.
How are they handling, you know, the full workload now?
They're good. Like you said, they both got experience, so that's not too new to them. They know what to expect, and they do a great job in practice, watching film, doing that kind of thing, preparing. So I'm not worried about them at all when Saturday comes.
I need to ask you a question about your fullbacks. I mean, you played a lot of fullback Saturday. Not a lot of teams do that anymore. When they're in the huddle, do you pretty much know what the play is going to be?
I think that's just what Iowa football does. We can pass with the fullback in. We can run with the fullback in. And it's just how it happened on Saturday. We had a lot of fullback, two-back packages in the game, so we just ran the ball.
You knew, do you know those guys very well?
Yeah.
What are they like?
They're the kind of guys that don't really care about their body. They just kind of go in the hole and do what they're told, you know, block the right guy. So,
they're fullbacks.
Yeah, right. They're the typical fullback.
You guys enjoy running the ball, pass blocking or rush blocking more?
Definitely run blocking, especially as an offensive lineman. You get to kind of impose your will against the other guy, and that's something that we talk about as a unit, is being able to do every week. So
you like going forward instead of backwards, otherwise?
Yeah, definitely.
What's it like blocking for the read option?
It's not any different. We use the same technique, same fundamentals and stuff like that. So we just get off the ball and block like any other inside zone or outside zone play.
Do you ever wish that Jake would sort of take it for himself and take off? He seems to be headed off to running back and running the time.
Yeah, I got to trust that he sees a give read when he does hand it off. And, you know, I also trust him to take the ball when he needs to. And he's got the ability to do that.
What kind of offensive lineman would Wiseman be, you think?
I think you'd have to put on a little bit of weight, but I think he'd be a good offensive lineman.
What's Finn Slotin like in the room? It seems like you got two tackles, strong players, two very different personalities. I think he's a finance major or something like that.
Yeah, he's a business something major. But
yeah.
Brett's personality is totally different from Brandon's. Brett's way more laid back, but he's a great leader at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way he leads is by example. So he doesn't have to say too much. You can just follow his example, and you'll be doing the right things.
How did you feel you played Saturday? It seemed like you had one of your better games because you guys ran the ball up the middle a lot and got good yardage.
I think I've been playing all right, but there's always stuff that I can improve on. Just watching film and talking with Coach Brian, there's just always things that everybody can work on all across the front. So I'm just going to go into practice this week trying to improve on those things and, you know, continuing to improve my game.
Do you feel comfortable adjusting to this night? You've been in the center spot now for a while since last year. Feel comfortable there? Is feeling at home?
Yeah, I didn't really feel too out of sorts even in the first game, you know, just kind of getting back on the horse, you know, at center, playing guard the year before. I've had center reps before that, but just being able to actually get game experience at center is nice.
How much do you guys as a group like the fact that, you know, you're running the ball 50, 60 times a game instead of trying to spread it out and throw all over the place?
You know, I like that. I think that just it speaks to the way that we play the game, nice and physical and tough. And running it 60 times means it's working, so it means we're doing our job.
What do you see from Western Michigan when you're looking at them?
They're a tough team. They play hard. I think their linebackers play aggressive. Their defensive linemen won't quit on a play, and we're going to have a tough test Saturday.
What's the huddle like, Austin, when you're on a drive like you had a couple of those 15-play drives, 14 more runs, you guys are just, you know, dominating the line of scrimmage. what's that like in the huddle? Is there a lot of positive talk? Let's keep going. What's that like?
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of positive talk. A lot of talk about just keep the drive alive. You know, first down after first down, play after play. And if we have a bad negative yardage play or just a play that gets back to the line of scrimmage, we just say play the next play. And you know, Mark does a great job of getting back to the line, getting yards even if he gets hit. You know, he's a great yard after hit back, and something that you know we appreciate.
When you watch film, I know you're more specific to the offensive line in general, but when you watch and you see how many times Mark's gets hit, he keeps back and keeps going for more, do you respect him even more after watching that on tape?
Yeah, I think that just kind of, that's kind of the personality that Mark's got. You know, he's a hard worker, he runs hard, and he doesn't care who hits him, he's gonna do his best to get those yards.
Jake's got a nose for the end zone. I mean, I don't know if you're aware, he's one rushing touchdown away from the Iowa quarterback record for rushing touchdown. What do you see from him when he takes off and you know, his determination, I guess, to break that plane?
I think that's just the kind of player he is. He's just a football player. He'll stay in the pocket if he needs to, and you know, he'll run if he needs to. That's just kind of the athlete that he is, and it doesn't surprise me that he's already one away. I didn't know that he was one away, but it doesn't surprise me at all.
I didn't either until today.
Yeah.